escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome on into Weekend Update, folks. Steve Geller and Mike Dottiglia here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're inside the Game Bar and Grill as we gear up for weekend kickoff. And Mike, at least we got some Thursday night football games this week. Last week was a little weird. The preseason action slate did not include any Thursday games.
No, it didn't. And, you know, it's sort of weird not having that fourth week of preseason and that's all open, but man, college football just gobbles that up next week,
right?
And that'll be so much of the focus of the talk because of the fact of such huge games right off the bat when you're talking about, you know, Ohio State and Texas and Alabama, Florida State, and then certainly for here, you're talking about LSU and Clemson cranking it off as the later game. So yeah, we've got a lot of stuff. College football next week and
even this weekend.
Even this weekend, week zero, and we'll be at the Wellness Center at Thibodaux Regional Medical Center tomorrow. And Nicholls State plays Incarnate Word at 12 noon, nationally televised game.
Getting that season started.
To crank it all up. I know one thing, go be hot unless they get a shower somewhere around there. And so, yeah, we'll be doing that tomorrow, Steve and I, from 4 to 7. And we'll be in the lobby at the Wellness Center at Thibodaux Regional Medical Center.
I mentioned we got preseason action tonight. We're waiting for the finale game for the Saints hosting good old Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos coming to town for a tomorrow noon kickoff. So weird to be playing Saturday football that early.
Yeah, and, man, I watched those backups for the Broncos. They did get after Arizona.
Right.
Good gracious.
And Sean said that the ones will see some run here in this game, so it'll be interesting to see
Kellen
8 to
Moore,
10 snaps.
Kellen Moore said the same thing.
Right.
He was going to play the ones this week.
I guess you figure you got that little buffer of a kind of an opening bye week before week one.
And you're trying to get some continuity with your team. Everybody does it a little bit different. I know I was shocked. We had her on, I think it was last week, Jen Hale. And Jen's like, Mike, Michael Penix Jr. is not going to play at all in the preseason. I said, okay, he ain't no vested veteran, you know, at all. She was like, no, he's not playing at all. Because she does the sideline reporting for the Falcons preseason games. And I'm surprised at that. Yeah, we've seen Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, you know, best in the business, so to speak, Joe Burrow all in there, and Michael Penix is not playing.
Not even Kirk Cousins. I have no idea what the Falcons are thinking.
Eventually, they're going to have to deal it. Somebody's going to get hurt. And
no, I just mean not starting either one in the preseason.
Well, you don't want to get hurt. So that part I grasp real well. But eventually, you know, and it's sort of morbid to say, but it is true. There's going to be an injury to a quarterback, and or somebody Zell Stinko, and somebody rings the Falcons' doorbell for a deal. And we saw it yesterday with the Saints. They were in desperate need of a big wide receiver and getting Devon Vellet from them. And, you know, he was seventh-round pick last year, caught, you know, I think a little over 40 passes last year.
Right.
Seventh-round pick guy from Utah. He's a little overage because of the Mormon mission and also because of the COVID year. So, you know, we're going to see a lot of these 25, 26, 27-year-old guys in the National Football League because of that. My thing about it, it was a need for this football team, no question. But I think everybody's kick is, man, you sort of overpaid a little bit, you know, giving up a fourth and a seventh round pick. It's not like this team is vying for the Super Bowl, and you gave up a fourth round pick. And don't give me this stuff about, well, we can get a compensatory pick. The compensatory pick is at the back of the
half,
fourth
right.
round.
This
and
is
that's
at
just,
the front end.
Yeah, that's just a maybe because. Man, from everything we've seen and watch, Ugo Amadi's going to see a lot of playing time, and he's going to break that deal where they won't get that fourth-round compensatory pick. And it's not apples for apples. Picking in the early part of round four and picking in the back part, that ain't the same. You got to understand the draft. They got a lot of guys go between what potentially could be a top five, six pick in round four to you picking on the back end. Of that fourth round pick. And listen, I hope it works out. And he's certainly a guy that flashed it last year in his rookie season because of his size, his wingspan, caught the ball pretty well, became a much more efficient route runner. The other part is he's coming off knee surgery.
Missed all of
it. So, Steve, man, you know, first of all, you got to pass a physical. Before you do anything here.
And Coach Kellen Moore said he did, in fact, do that.
Okay, so if he passed the physical,
ding, ding.
That's one thing. Now, man, you got to be productive here with this football team. And they certainly could use it. I think it's just a cost. I think for most people, okay, we understand the rebuilding part, but you gave up a fourth and a seventh for a 27-year-old, almost 28-year-old
we'll be in December,
wide
right.
receiver. Now, you're paying him cheap. Because he's in the second year of that rookie contract. But it's not the player, it's the cost.
Right. You're our draft guru all the time, Mike. And from scouting him at Utah, what stood out about the size,
speed,
huh?
Catching radius. You know, he can get up in the air and, you know, make a play between arms and hands. He's, you know, at 6'4", he ain't got no – well – LSU got one DJ Pickett, but they don't have no 6'4" corners.
Yeah,
you know, in the college ranks, you're lucky to go up against a 6'1" guy. So you know he's very thin based, but man, he can get up the field once he gets them wheels churning. He can get up there, but he's effective moving the chains. We've seen this with Peyton already, though. That you know he'll take a guy, and man, you know he'll play real well in his scheme. Does he play real well in another scheme offensively? And the other part, too, is, and I remember because I did a triple option feature on it. Man, early in the season last year, he catches 10 passes in one game. 10, Vallee.
Yeah.
And Sean makes the comment that he's got Marcus Colston traits.
Traits.
My thing is, he ain't trading no. If he thought he was Marcus Colston, too, he wasn't dealing him off. Yeah, and the other thing is, round three last year, and this is an early round three pick, he picked Pat Bryant from right. Illinois, a receiver. I remember Deuce and I talking about it at the time, because Sean had made it very clear, I want a kind of a unicorn player on defense, if I'm going to pick a defensive player. And he got Jahde Barron from Texas, who's played out the edge, he's played in the nickel, played free safety. And he wanted a running back, and he got R.J. Harvey. And quickly he brought up, I'm looking to bolster my defensive line and also to get maybe another pass rusher. Well, so when he came up to pick, my thing is, okay, he might pick a defensive lineman here or an edge guy. And he picks Bryant. So was this in the back of his mind already that, you know, I got to get another big receiver? He already had Courtland Sutton. And he spent the early round pick on Mims.
Yeah.
And Troy Johnson's really come through for him. The kid from Oregon. He's not very big. He's not a big receiver. Man, he can flat out fly. And so he picks a guy in round three, and then he picks Savion. Savion Jones, who grew up right up the road from where I live. And then Q Robinson, who played at Alabama. He's kind of a part-time starter. That, but man, can he run like hell. And I watched him in one of the preseason games. Man, they snapped. They had to snap. He was in the backfield before the ball almost got to the quarterback. Man, can Q kick it up? Man, he's got some speed. So I just hope it works out with Valet. He did show some potential last year. He gives you something this football team didn't have before, and that's a big man receiver. I think for everybody, the thing is cost. What it cost to get him.
Yeah, and I think the concern, you look at the injury history. Right.
And the knee.
And he had ribs last year. I mean, that happens.
Yeah, well, ribs, the way he's running them slant routes.
Right.
Dude, I know they protect you. But they don't protect you that much. You're going to get hit in the body because they can't go high. They can't go low on you. So they're going to hit you in right smack dab in the middle. And so that's catching him.
We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk, our special edition of Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. When we get back, we'll talk some more black and gold. Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joins us. Stay tuned on WWL after the break. Who dat?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino. And what do you know, Mike? We got some news about the SEC for next season.
Yeah, before we go to Jeff, and this had been reported and a couple other people had talked about this. They thought this would happen, but it is official. It's being put out by the Southeast Conference that the SEC will implement a 9-game conference football schedule beginning in 2026.
Okay.
So you hear the cash register ringing
indeed.
In their ears.
I thought that was the slot machines.
No. I hear that, too, every once in a while because we kind of far in the back about here the treasure chest. But reinforcing the SEC's position as the nation's leader in competitive excellence and fan excitement. So starting next year, 9-game SEC schedule. I remember Coach Saban at one time was against it, then he was for it. I think he was for it knowing he wouldn't be coaching too much longer.
Yeah.
And let somebody else deal with that. But starting next year, a 9-game SEC schedule for all teams in the SEC.
Just keeps getting tougher in the SEC for sure. Now we're going to welcome in our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, to the radio huddle. Jeff, congrats, man. We've made it through another training camp. How you doing?
Yay!
Woo! Yep. Just a few sunburns, but otherwise we made it okay. I'm happy about it.
You look at the deal that the Saints made yesterday. We've been talking about it since the offseason started, about that need for the big body wide receiver. A lot of folks kind of got up in arms about it on social media because the team giving up a fourth and seventh round pick for a guy that's 27 years old, had a knee issue, and is just going into his second season. But overall, what are your impressions of the new addition in Devon Valet?
Yeah, I think what the part people kind of miss when they talk about the value of that fourth round pick is you're not just giving away a fourth round pick. You're adding a player with that fourth round pick. And that player happens to be on the second year of a four-year deal at the seventh round scale of that contract. So you're adding a player on probably the cheapest deal you could get for three seasons, right? Like that's the part that's kind of driving me nuts. Is like it's not like you're just – if you were bringing in a guy on a one-year deal, if you were spending to bring in a Keenan Allen, for example, who's obviously not available anymore, but like that's a different scenario. And then you'd be like, oh, this is a rebuild. Why would you do that? In this case, you're adding a piece that you expect to build with over the next few years. So, I mean, it is pricey, but if that's what it costs, that's what it costs. You know, Sean Payton was out there today saying it was one of the more difficult trades he's had to make, and there was other teams interested, so you take that for what it is. It's a clear need, right? You needed a big-bodied wide receiver. You added a big-bodied wide receiver. He also happens to be a guy that, like, when you look at, you know, the track record for fourth round picks in the NFL, and obviously he was a seventh rounder, but even looking at the fourth round or even the third round track record for wide receivers, you don't see a lot of people showing up as a rookie and putting up the numbers that he did. Just go and look at the fourth round wide receivers from last year and tell me what you find, because it's not going to be a very impressive list of production. So, you know, you have a guy that did put up numbers, can fill a need that you have, is 6'5", got legit size, moves the chains, was productive in the red zone. You know, like we can quibble about the value. Like if they had gotten him for a fifth rounder instead of a fourth, would you be happy about it? Maybe. But at the end of the day, they added the type of piece that they needed to add. And it's going to be about, like, it's not going to, at the end of the day, the success or failure of this trade isn't going to be about whether you got him slightly above market or below market. It's going to be what he does in a Saints uniform. So I just don't think we can really assess it until we see what that looks like.
Yeah, I think, Jeff, for a lot of people, and I brought it up too, I remember because I did a triple option feature deal on it. I remember Coach Payton saying after he had like a 10-catch game that he's got Marcus Colston traits. And he sort of praised him in the offseason too. Then he uses a third-round pick on Pat Bryan, who's not as tall, but he's similar type traits to what we saw with Valet. And then the knee injury, and you were like, man, Sean, he don't work for the Red Cross. He don't give away players, and neither does George Payton, the GM. They don't give away guys, and it's not that they gave you had to pay more than market value for it. But if he really thought that guy was Marcus Colston, he'd have never dealt him. So I understand what Sean's saying, but, man, I didn't heard all that Mickey Mark already from Sean about a player here and there. And then, you know, you catch him, you know, when the cameras or the mic's off and he tell you a different story. I just hope he's healthy because I think what you brought up is correct. He gives you a receiver body size that they didn't have. And in year one, And when you watched a lot of his catches, it was a lot of slant passes. It was stuff to move the chains. On third and six, okay, Nix throws it to him. He gets 8 yards or 10 yards on the play. So he moved the chains for you. My thing is, it's all going to be, and I agree with you totally, not for what you gave up, but what he's going to do here and how quickly he can assimilate himself in an offense that didn't have that big receiver.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, like I'm curious how long it's going to take him to kind of get up to speed. They do have that open week, so he's going to have some extra time. It'll be interesting to see if he's out there on Saturday. I would imagine he's motivated to get out there to see the team he just left. And, you know, it probably doesn't take that much time to, you know, add a couple, you know, just, hey, run a fade, right? You know, run a slant. Like, you're not going to give him the entire playbook, but you might have him out there for a package of plays just to kind of get him in the mix. That knee is the question, right? Like, obviously, you don't want to deal with a knee injury when you're talking about a player that you're bringing in. It sounds like it's more just a maintenance thing, and Sean kind of downplayed it. And again, we're take Sean's word for what it is. But I agree in the sense that he said, like, hey, it's a little more difficult to do maintenance on like kind of a nagging thing in the off season and training camp, because you're just going. You're out there every day. During the season, where you have kind of scheduled off days and you have a regular program, it's a little bit easier to get guys kind of on a program like that. So we'll see how it goes. But no, I mean, at the end of the day, it's you're building, right? Like, this is going to be, I think, a take your medicine type year. And so you're going to figure a lot of things out. You're going to give a lot of guys opportunities. The question I have relative to this trade is, hey, you're projected to get a fourth round comp pick next year for the Paul Sandebo going to the Giants, right? Signing with the Giants. Now, that only happens if Ike Yiadom doesn't play a requisite number of snaps. I think you'd have to play about 35% of the snaps, and then that would move up and it would actually cost you a fourth round pick. And when they made this trade initially, I kind of felt like, well, okay, if they feel like they're going to get that comp pick back, so they don't mind maybe throwing this pick out there, it's going to be an interesting decision, because, hey, you might like Ike Yiadom, but do you like him enough to sacrifice a fourth round pick just to get him out there? Like, that's going to be a question. And so, you know, you drafted Quincy Riley. You know, you have some young guys and Rico Payton and a few other young cornerbacks. How much investment are you going to have in an Ike Yiadom, right? And so we'll see how that is going forward. But I don't know. Like, I think once Saints fans kind of see the guy out there, like, everyone gets kind of worked up about the hypothetical of a draft pick, and they don't bother to look at, like, well, what if that draft pick is a bust? What if, you know, Jake Haener was a fourth-round pick? Nick Saldivari was a fourth-round pick. There's far but guaranteed that a fourth-round pick, even a high fourth-rounder, is going to contribute. So to me, it's like, if you get a consistent contributor over the next 3 years out of Devon Vele, then it's a good trade. If you don't, then it's essentially the same as a missed pick.
I think, Jeff, one of the things, too, is, and from hearing from national people, that if Saints fans are upset with this, and we'll see his production level here and how quickly he can catch up, is that they're in the market for a running back. One of the guys that I've heard from enough people is Travis Etienne with Jacksonville is being run around the league. And from a value standpoint, to see what the Jaguars can get for him. Louisiana guy, and Jennings goes to Clemson, has a great career there at Clemson. First round pick of the Jaguars a few years back. They loaded that running back. We talked about that on the pregame, me, Steve, and Bob. Man, they got some running backs on that team. It's going to cost you a draft pick for ATN if you make that move.
Yeah, it would also fit the theme, which has been, if you play them in the preseason, the Saints are going to trade for you, right? But no, I find it far-fetched that the Saints would be in the market for a running back. Like I get it, they're making calls. I kind of feel like the Saints are just one of those teams that's always making calls, right? It's the same reason we hear about them every year on draft day. They're making calls regardless of whether it's necessarily like, hey, I'm super motivated to get this done versus I'm just kicking the tires. And to me, I don't know. Like, I don't see running back as such a pressing need that you would be actively giving up premium assets. Especially, you know, there's going to be, I think it's more likely they bring someone on waivers if they bring someone in. But yeah, I mean, Etienne, I like Etienne a lot. You know, he's a good player. He's dealt with injuries. I don't know. I think this is just going to be a season where you need to see what you have. So, you know, I think there was kind of a void that you filled with Vele. I don't necessarily see that at running back, so I'd be really surprised if they make a move there.
The one thing, he would be a fit because of the fact the same thing you do with Kamara, you could do with him, and sure. He is also a really good. Now, he wasn't at first. Man, he came to one of my camps that I worked at. He couldn't catch a cold if he was naked in Russia in the wintertime. He couldn't catch anything. But, man, I give him a lot of credit. He really worked at it. And he became a really good receiver coming out of the backfield. And so I understand where you would look at that and say he's a fit for what we do offensively. And is there really a clear-cut number two on this team?
Oh, there definitely isn't. There definitely isn't. I mean, at this point, it would be Kendre Miller, but I don't think anyone's looking at Kendre and saying we can't move on from him, right? Just after what you've seen, he is healthy right now. Sounds like a lot of the starters are going to play on Saturday, so it'll be interesting to see if he gets out there. But again, you know, I actually feel like this running back room is in pretty good shape, all things considered. Obviously, Alvin's getting up there in age. You have some question marks behind him, but I like the depth they have. So we'll see how that goes. The Devin Neal is a guy that we haven't really seen yet. You know, he did get back to practice this week. Sounds like he's on track to play on Saturday. So I'd like to see him get out there. But we'll see. Like I'll never put it past the Saints to go out and make a move. You know, we saw that this week. But I don't know. Like they're kind of on the fringe of not having enough ammunition to feel comfortable making trades. Obviously, they set the fourth-round pick. They have their top three picks. I just don't think they're in a position where they can be the team shelling out assets at this point. But hey, you never know.
Are you surprised, Jeff, in how they handling Game 3 preseason-wise? And everybody, Bobby and I were talking about this. Everybody's got a little bit different look at the third game of the preseason and how you play your starters, how you don't. We've already heard Peyton say that he's going to play some of his starters Saturday, but he wants to take a good look at the backups. We've heard Kellen Moore almost say the identical thing today in his presser, that he was going to play the starters in Game 3. And you got other coaches, man, I ain't playing them starters. I'm not doing that. I'm going to play my backup guys. So everybody's got a little bit different view on how you look at Game 3 of the preseason. When it was 4, I get it. You play the starters quite a bit, but not having that fourth preseason game, it does give you a little leeway if somebody does kind of pull a little something here or there. But everybody's trying to find, for me, the right kind of rhythm to play your players in the preseason to get them ready for the regular season.
Yeah, you know, I'm not surprised that they're going to play some starters. I'm interested in what that means, right? Because the first two games, it's not that you didn't play the starters. You played some of them, right? Like you kind of platooned your pass catchers. You had Brandon Cooks and Juwan Johnson in there for Spencer Rattler's start. Then you kind of flipped that and you went Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave for Tyler Shuck's start, right? And so do you flip that back? Do you give them all of them? Spencer Rattler is going to be off the bench first. Kellen Moore said that's not an indicator that they've made a quarterback decision. I'm gonna take that with a grain of salt because I kind of feel like it is, but we'll have to wait and see. The only thing that is surprising to me a little bit is that they're still playing coy with the quarterback, and you have to wonder. I kind of wonder if it's a hey, we Tyler Shuck is a guy that we want to play long term, and we want to make sure he has all of the opportunities available to develop in training camp, even if he's not the starter. That's kind of where I'm looking at it now because I don't know. Like I just, everything we've seen throughout camp, even the rep distribution, it just seems like, hey, Spencer is getting kind of 2-1 at points where there's opportunities to get him 2-1, even starting preseason games, he's getting 2-1. And to me, that's an indicator that you're going with Tyler, but you do still want to get him reps. You do still want to get him out there with players that he might play with. The guys that I'm curious about, you know, you haven't seen Alvin Kamara. I'd still be surprised if you see him out there. But Eric McCoy, like, I think there is value in getting Eric McCoy out there reps with the starting quarterback. And I think one of the reasons the offensive line has struggled is because you haven't had Eric McCoy in there. So is he going to be up? I think he probably will be. I think this is probably the game where you say, all right, we're going to get him a series. He might not play as much as the rest of the starters, but I'd like to see him out there. But no, I mean, I think there's value in getting reps in the preseason. You got 2 weeks off. You're not going to overwork anybody. You're really just trying to build momentum, build positivity. And I'll tell you what, I think this team, you know, this offense really could use a good start to a game. Like, that's been the one disappointing thing. Like, we've seen good performances from the backups, but you have the first team offensive line in there. You got this, the starting quarterback, quote unquote. I'd like to see a drive for some points. And to this point, it's been a lot of dud drives early in game. So I think that's something they're going to focus on and preach this week, is let's get up to a fast start. And if you do that, and if you go out there and you lead a touchdown drive on your opening drive, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of those guys come out, because so much of the, I call it the George Costanza rule of the preseason. Like, you're willing to give guys one series as long as that series goes well. You do not want to pull somebody after a fumble or a pick six or something like that.
Thanks, Jeff. And yeah, before we let you run, I want to know what it was like hanging out at City Hall today, seeing Tyrann Mathieu getting honored by with his own day today. And, you know, was there as his family. I saw you were hanging out there as well.
I actually wasn't out there. I have a pretty good source at City Hall.
Ah, okay.
It's actually my wife. She works there, so she sent me a picture.
Kudos to Claire for the photo there.
Yeah. I should have credited her, but you know, she's got a private Twitter account, so I figured that I didn't want to do that.
Jeff, definitely appreciate the time. Be talking to you more on Saturday for game day, my brother.
Sounds good, y'all. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, joining us there, talking about the black and gold, getting ready for that preseason finale Saturday, high noon, right here on WWL Saints Radio. Going to take a break. We're hanging out here for weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Stop by, say hey to me and Mike Dottiglia. We're at the bar, Game Bar and Grill. Taking a break right now, though. Be back with more after Sports Talk right after this on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Welcome back into the Game Bar and Grill at the Treasure Chest Casino for Sports Talk Weekend Kickoff Edition. Just talked to Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. But before that, we were getting into some of the big news of the day. Mike, was SEC, historic move today, now going to a 9-game conference schedule next season.
Yeah, that was something the Big Ten had sort of put out, olive branch. Hey, listen, we'll do business with you, but you got to go to 9 games. And the SEC had tapped the brake. But you knew eventually it was going to happen. It's part of the deal, trying to get more TV money, radio money. You know, it's all about that marketing part of it. And starting next year, I mean, there ain't no tap the brake. It's 2026. It starts next year.
So who do you think the three annual LSU opponents will be?
Well,
will it be Ole Miss?
To me, it should be.
Just because of tradition, right?
Tradition. Alabama, certainly, because of what you've done in the past.
And then I guess Arkansas with the boot.
Yeah, but here's my thing. You know, man, LSU-Florida was such a big rivalry for years.
Yep.
Really, really was. So they'll come up with that. A lot of people think they should play A&M every year. I know Coach Kelly would like that because then you get to go to Texas and
recruiting.
Do a little bit of recruiting. I know that's what Coach O used to always.
Yeah, man,
they don't matter. I'll go there and recruit. But, yeah, so it would be interesting to see how those that extra game is going to line up for LSU in that 9-game schedule. And this is basically the preface to what's going to happen to an extended playoff format. If it's 16 games, 16 teams, 24 teams, however they're going to cut it, I think TV is going to dictate you go to 16 first. I think in my lifetime, if I live long enough, we're going to see it 24.
That many, huh?
I think you're going to see it because TV's going to demand it, and they're going to pay for it.
It just seems like an overkill.
It might be, but here's my deal. If that's the case, then you got to move the season up. You do not want to be competing against the NFL in January. Don't want to be doing that. So, you know, hey, play them in December. They do have NFL games on Saturdays in December.
Who knows? The NFL, we might be playing into February.
We'll definitely be playing into February. Maybe I told Bob, get ready. Hey, your vacation time won't start till March. When they're going to redo that 18-game schedule. You know, we'll be doing Silver Slipper up until March time. It won't be February. So you can see what the NFL is doing, trying to take almost that rubber band and expand it, almost trying to get it basically 11 months. That they would have that 1 month off, and that's it.
Whew. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We're at the Game Bar and Grill inside Treasure Chest Casino. You can stop by, say, hey, me and Mike here till 7 p.m. this evening. Then at 7, the first edition of the Brian Kelly Show, kicking off the season, getting ready for them to play Clemson. We're just 9 days away.
Man, Brian, what do you want to eat? Them TJ ribs early this year?
Yeah,
doing that
he must
show
be
before?
Itching.
Yeah, it got to be.
We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Who dat? Wrapping up our first hour here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill for Weekend Kickoff. Coming up next hour, top of the hour news break, we're going to be talking to Tulane head coach John Sumrall joining us. They're also getting ready for their season to kick off in just 9 more days as well. Be back with more of Sports Talk right after this, folks.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.